November 15, 2023, it's the Juan Frapedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, happy Wednesday. Star of John Coltrane, live in Paris, 1961. This is the band that included Eric Dolphin. But it ain't the live at Village Gate. It's in Paris. You can hear booze, right? People were bumming on some of this exploration they were doing. Then we have Bolivian Fire Ships with Echoes from the House of the Death, Roman numeral 6. Brings us to our guest once again. I have the great fortune to have with me Graham and Randolph. Welcome aboard yet again. So great to be able to talk with you guys, cats. Did you have the festival there over the fall while I was on tour?
We did. The Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble, the new music festival, last month. It went really, really well. And actually, the JP, EDME's conductor, and ED, executive director, is editing those audio files from the three shows as the three of us speak. He's at home editing, and I expect him to send me or Lee the files by the end of the day, and we'll clean them up and get them over to Graham, who will master them, and maybe next year, early January, you'll receive them.
It'd be great to have you cats on again and you could talk about it. Sorry, listeners, there's a little delay, but that's the way things work around here. Still, beautiful. I'm so glad that it went off. I wish I could have been there. I didn't even get to play Eugene. I did get to play some trippy organ, though, like Cave Junction, Grants Pass. So I'm adding to my organ experiences. Let me ask you about the Bolivian Fire Ships. Enlighten me.
Shall I take this one, Randolph?
Yes, please, because I have no clue.
that's a strong hit.
Bolivian Fire Ships is one of my friends, James. He lives over in Stockholm, and this is his one of his solo monikers. He's Bolivian Fire Ships. He's done a couple of albums under that particular name, and the track you've played is from the House of the Deaf project, which we did with a German label called Adventurous Music, and I essentially recorded a couple of short pieces of percussion-based tape loops, and then with the help of Sara, we allocated each of the 14 paintings of Francisco Goya's black paintings to an individual artist and asked them to interpret that painting sonically. And then we joined those all together in the album title Echoes from the House of the Deaf, because that was what the villa was known as, where he painted all the paintings on the walls.
Yeah. And by that time, he was kind of going blind too, right?
Yes, yeah, and terrified of becoming deaf again, because
he'd already been through that, life. Yeah.
Exactly, and that obviously, I think, had a massive impact on these paintings, and just the fact that, I don't think they were even, ever meant to be seen, but, so that's how that one came about, and James, Bolivian Fireship, he was allocated the sixth painting. We decided not to go for the sort of unofficial titles because, again, that can lead people in a certain direction with regards to their renditions, etc. So, hence why it's your favourite, just Roman numerals again.
Sure, sure. But I understand. You wanted the experience to inform the interpretation.
Exactly so. And as I say, entitling something can push people a certain way when maybe they have a completely different interpretation of this. And, so 15 different artists, including Randolph, all got these little recordings and all came back. And kind of an exquisite corpse process, really. And then the whole thing came together really well, I think. And as I say, Ro over in Germany put it out on his label. Let's have a look. When did it come out? October the 2nd.
Okay, here's number 9, done by Henda Kagan. I'm taking a guess. Let's listen.
Yeah. Walked a million miles, walked a million pieces.
Walk for Pedro show. A chunk of music start off with Hendekagon. Is that that? Are you aware of the pronunciation?
Okay. Hendekagon. Hendekagon.
Some kind of sighted figure, right? Echoes from the House of the Deaf, number 9. Position Normal. They got a new record out. And it's been quite a while for them. This is part 4 of 10, Whistle Conversion. Circus Devils after that. Bob Pollard's side project. He's been away from a little while. And now he's back with those two brothers. Squeeze the Needle. Guy by Voices, of course. He's got another one of them out. The local Master Airplane. Tobin's brought his buddy with Echo. It's a collection of odds. What do you call it? Stuff that was never meant to be in now. Odds and ends, I guess. Volksimfanger out of Holland with How We Made It Seem, AJ's project. Bronson Caves. This is Backbiter People with Dezo. Dezo, the third singer for Black Flag. Afterglow. Paul Rosser recorded. And then finally, Eye Rolls with Echoes from the House of the Deaf. This is Roman numeral 7. Eye Rolls have been on the show.
Yeah, Zoe.
Right, absolutely. And yeah, what went into, like, you coming up with ideas? I mean, whose idea was it at first for the whole project of the House of the Deaf?
It was an idea I came up with.
Okay.
And originally it was just going to be a sort of solo project, but what binds everyone together on the album are various challenges that we've all faced, you know, sort of through COVID, post-COVID, with, you know, various different mental health problems, losing faith in your work and everything. So I thought it'd be nice to open it out to everyone. So that's what binds everyone together in this, is everyone's in the past few years faced a bit of a creative struggle one way or another. And so, yeah, I thought it'd be nice to bring it all together.
And how did each get his painting? Was that random?
It was Sarah, my wife, went through the list randomly, listened to each piece.
Yeah.
And allocated each of my sound beds to the artist, just arbitrarily picking, and this one to suit them. And then we sent them off, and then as they all came back, we brought them all together and then sent them off to Germany for release.
Sure. And tell me, who's behind Hendekagon?
That is one of Roe, who runs Adventurous Music's monikers.
Ah, okay. So, the sock pop sock puppet meister himself. Interesting. Did you have a problem with length?
Not really, no, because it's a digital-only release.
Ah, so yeah, you didn't have the constraints of vinyl.
Exactly. The only constraints we have really are the Bandcamp upload. But, you know, we can get a good couple of hours on one track if we need to.
Yeah, right. Well, with vinyl, you go over 20 minutes a side with the 33 12-inch, and the bass starts to hurt.
Oh, yes.
Bass starts to hurt. You know, there was a trippy money Python record where they had two sides on one, I think it was matching tie and handkerchief, depending on how you put the needle on. Some interesting mastering. They actually got two sides on the same, they integrated the grooves.
Yeah, Lee Scratch Perry and the Mad Professor did the same.
That's right.
Yeah, with an incredible, one of my friends has that on vinyl. Wow.
Whoa.
And, I mean, what was that, 76 they did that, something around that, mate?
I think that's around the time the Monty Pythons did, too, or something. That wasn't from Fidelity. I think it was the Cheese Shop or some shit. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. November 15, 2023, Dish Wap Pedro Show special guest, Graham and Randolph. Hold tight for hour two. November 15, 2023, it's the second hour of the Wap Pedro Show.
Hey. Yeah.
Walk for Pedro show. Start off second hour with How the Night Came. Doing Echoes from the House of the Deaf, Roman numeral 13. Then a collab between Pete Kane and Napa of A Model Home. Stanley, Looking Inside. Marnie Stern, she's back. Oh, they are. No, oh, are they? Fuck that up. Jess Joy, Solaris, Aruba Vua, this is all brand new stuff. Suhos Brios, and finally the new Emphatic. It's Echoes from the House of the Deaf, Roman numeral 13. No, Roman numeral 8. Come on, what? Okay, new Emphatic. Somebody's got to have some...
It's up to you, Richard.
New Emphatic is another artist from Sweden who is friends with James, Bolivian Fireships, and their children went to the same school. So
that's the connection
with Jonas there, yeah. So those strange little webs that we build.
Yeah. Wonder, picking kids up from school or making your kids walk to school. Like, I never got rides to or from. And I wondered D Boom was one of the guys who did get a ride. His mom would pick him up. I always wondered if that had some kind of, like, heavy bearing on the rest of your life.
Yeah. I'd never thought about that. But, yeah. But we used to all walk to school.
Okay.
All right. Well, I can tell you, I didn't get a ride. So whatever it did to my brain... You know, there's a piece of data.
Well, I share that with you, Randolph, because I never got rides, and I always lived fucking buttload away. So I always had long ass hoes. So I wonder about the people. Maybe it makes you more like Walt Whitman and do it yourself. Maybe. But D Boom was pretty well do it yourself. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you a theory he did have about potty training. He said people who were severely potty trained weren't going to end up good artists. That's what he told me. If you, like, played with your shit, it meant you were going to be a good artist down the road. So, for what that's worth. What about How the Night Came?
Oh, again, he's a friend from Japan, actually. He's not Japanese, but he lives and works over there. And he generally deals with more acoustic music, doesn't really listen to very much electronic music, so we have quite a nice relationship there, because we don't have a lot of overlap in the musics we listen to, which obviously then leads to finding things that you didn't realise were out there. And we have a nice little back and forth, although I think we're right in saying what really brought us together was the Mike Patton connection. We both really like Mr. Bungle and Faith No More. And so when we came into contact, we've, you know, shared a lot of Patton's files and more obscure tracks and that. So and that's the sort of musical ground that we both like. And then, as I say, he tends to look more towards acoustic and guitar-based music, whereas I'm more the electric side. But yeah, so we get a nice cultural exchange, as it were.
Now, I saw the Mike Patton from the old middle class days on this tour here. He now lives in Athens, Georgia, and he came to my Atlanta gig. And this Mike Patton produced the Adolescents' first album and played with Eddie in the Subtitles and stuff. And he also did a couple Minuteman recording sessions. But, yeah, he got overshadowed by the Northern California, Mike Patton. He ended up running the buses in Orange County. Just retired recently. He's back to music, playing bass again. Got a band called Hebden. Okay, I want to play this Melody of Knots. What's that?
Do you know the Northern California Mike Patton? Maybe you could get them to collaborate on something.
You know, I said hi to him a couple times. I think he's incredible, especially with his industrious, you know, his adventureness, right? He likes starting projects. And people he's played with I really admire, like Dwayne Dennison and Trevor Dunn. I guess Trevor was in that band with him. And maybe
a lot of work with John Zorn. Well, Mike and Mike, if you're listening, Lesson One will put out a record by y'all if you want to do a duo.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, let me try to get
that
a
okay
hold
that I just made that offer, Richard?
Of course. We're open for all, aren't we?
Okay, let's in the meantime, here's some Melody and Knots. Thank you.
walk away. And I can't make a sound. My tongue is tied up and a stand is made. But that's not strange. I've blundered this way before. Squandered chances for a small exchange. Cause you've been on my mind for so long. And I'm coming unwound.
Walk the Pedro Show, yeah. Book of Knots, no, Melody of Knots started off that chunk. Echoes from the House of Death, Roman numeral 14. Wheels of Giants instead after that. Fractured Cogs. This is Steve McKay and the Blue Prostitutes, live from Caesar's Palace, October 16, 2007. And finally, Inyan, with Echoes from the House of the Deaf 2, Roman numeral 2. So, first Melody of Knots. What can I learn about them?
Yeah, another artist who I collaborate with and release it on our little label. Trev from the Wirral near Liverpool in the UK. Brilliant pianist. Sends me these beautiful little piano pieces, which I then amend, add to. And, as I say, he's just taken up the three-quarter electric bass as well.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, so he's our latest series of pieces. He's been doing the bass work for it as well. But again, it's like many of the collaborators I have. They send me something mercurial, and then I just have to make something shiny out of it. So it's a real pleasure to work with. And we share a lot of other interests as well. But I sort of tinkle on the piano and do the odd plinky plonk thing, whereas he's a probably, you know, decent pianist that can build these beautiful chord progressions and, you know, great sense of the minimal as well. One thing I love about Trev's work is never one bit more or one bit less than it needs to be.
So, which is like, you know, if you read Miles Davis' Quincy Troupe book, you know, he's always talking about piano players, Bogarden, which is why he was a big fan of Ahmad Jamal. I wonder why he didn't get him in the band. He's always talking shit about Red Calendar. You know. I guess he finally kicked him out for heroin. But you know, they got a button for each note. So, yeah, you can bogar. That don't mean you have to hit it. What about Inyan?
Inyan, another adventurous music artist, Corrine. And I don't really know her directly, more via Row, because they run Adventurous Music together.
She live in Germany?
Yes. Yeah, Leipzig.
Leipzig, yeah, okay. Yeah. A big artist community in Leipzig these days.
Yeah, and they put on a good few sort of like audio-visual gallery-based events as well, rather than being purely musically-based. They recently had an exhibition and, you know, had visual and audio there and everything. So, yeah, a nice, vibrant community, it seems, there.
Kind of college town. You know, it's hard for me to know the European scene like that way, you know, Oxford or Cambridge, you know. But U.S. college town, it's more like a Disneyland thing, right? Well, fuck, Randolph lives in one, right?
That's right.
These cats, right, they're going to park their ass in your town for 4 years. And I've always wondered about people who live in... Usually there's a sister town, right? Like you got Springfield.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And there's like the college part and then, you know, like the non-college part, I guess. But
the county.
Okay, right. And, yeah, that's where I saw the... That's where I really got hip to the first... right after the First World War, that flu that killed all those... 1919, that I didn't understand. I was walking around there. Also, the headstone with the dove and the hatchet. The woodmen of the woodworkers of the world. And we're at the end of the second hour here. November 15, 2023. This Wap Pedro Show special guest, Randolph Graham. Hold time for hour three. November 15, 2023. It's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro show start off third hour with M squared, D squared, or that should be a subscript. The Long Coast. And after that, Anti-Industry with Taurus. Scuridat with the Bells of the Lord. M.B. Jones and T.D. Bacorda. Draft one, a property prepossession. Finally, Don Halgen with Relay. And these aren't, you know, House of the Death pieces.
These are not. The next three pieces that we sent are upcoming releases.
Yeah.
On Lesson One. And then the last piece is an album that came out, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago. But so the Long Coast.
Yeah, Long Coast.
Comes out December 21st.
Okay, shortest day of the year.
Yes. Yeah. The solstice.
Day after my 66 B day. And
well,
how do you pronounce this the progeny?
Like most names that the Museum of Viral Memory is involved with, it should never be spoken.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So I fucked that up. Okay, and can you talk about who's in it?
Sure. Not that. Like a couple of years ago, this dude, David De La Croce, reached out to the Museum of Viral Memory and just said he really liked the music there.
Yep.
And we discouraged him from listening to more of it and tried to get him to go away.
Yep. Didn't work.
It didn't work. Eventually, he started sending us some of his experimental stuff.
Okay.
And we said, well, you know, we don't really have a use for you unless we can use you in some way. Like, we can't be friends. It's just not how we are. But maybe we can use you. So do you mind if we take the sound you're sending, run them through the Noise Accolator, turn them into e-orchestral scores, create our own little symphonic works, and then, you know, bounce them back and forth. And so we started collaborating, and that's resulted in this album.
Oh, okay.
I don't actually know how many tracks. There's 6 or 7 tracks on it.
Well, this sounds really interesting.
It was
you heard it beforehand, so do you see it big time evolved?
It's very, yeah, things are very different from the initial tracks. And we're hoping, we have 2 albums in progress, or in discussion for next year.
Wow. Okay. I guess it worked out. He's pleased with it also. Okay.
He's even more pleased than we are. But
now, Don Halgen.
He's capable of pleasure in a way we're not.
That's very useful to know. You know, Don Halgen, he's been on the show before.
Yes, Don is a close friend of mine. I admire him, and he is a profound inspiration. We try to have get together weekly, so it's really super exciting. He's doing he has an album of Lovecraft inspired tracks.
Whoa.
Coming out on Black Friday.
Okay.
So, a couple weeks.
And were you involved with this one right here? Relay?
No. This is all just Don.
It's just Don. Because you were talking about playing with him every week. Do you plan to put out some stuff with him?
Hello? Okay, no. Yeah. It looked like my connection got wonky for a second.
That's all right. I asked if you, since you weren't on this and you said you've been playing with him weekly, I'm wondering if you got some stuff coming out with him in the near future.
No. I'm drinking with him weekly.
Oh, okay. Okay. What about this here? CRDO times XDL.
CRDO Credo is, I think, going to be on the show in a week or two.
Okay, okay. Yes.
Credo and XDL are members of the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble.
Okay.
And they also both have their own electronic / vaporwave projects. And this is a collaboration that they did and which came out on Less Than One a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Just recently. Well, let's listen.
Yeah.
Walk for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. That chunk started off with, it's a huge scorpion with evil soul, / Revel B Limitation Zone, / Death Counterwork. That's Credo, Time XDL, and you're right, Credo next week, right? I just got the music for that together. Rusk after that was Sweet Potato. Carolina Rainbow, Blubbery Lips, Siphoning Souls, with Live at the Rebar in Seattle on June 2nd, 2008. This is first 8 minutes. And finally, Human Phobia with Lewis's Black Coven. So this is the one you were talking about, right? Human Phobia?
Yeah, that also just recently, they just released an album on Unless and One last month or so, something. And I don't know Human Phobia. Richard does, but they are one of my favorite artists in the world.
Whoa.
So I was super, super excited that they're working with us and that Richard knows them.
Okay. And what can you tell about that, Graham? Human Phobia. Where are they from?
Chile.
Okay.
Yeah, and when I started making music again, 8-9 years ago now, they it was actually Sabila's label who put out my first release coming back. So that's how we got to know each other, and it's now sort of come round full circle because his label is now on hiatus, hence why his latest release has come out on our little label as well, but it's nice to have been able to return that favour. But over the intervening years, we've had a lot of tracks back and forth, and as Randolph says, some of the stuff he does is incredible. It's for me, difficult to sort of like define genre wise. I'm not very good with the genre.
That's all right. I think that's a good thing. Fuck genre.
It's too confusing for me. Too many pigeons and too many boxes.
I just think it's ridiculous. I can see it leading to so many problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
it's either good music and you enjoy it, or it's not.
Right, and even that can change, right? Even that little bin in your mind, you know. Yeah. So I love the bottom line for what you and Randolph both are about with music. I'm totally on board with that kind of thing, and it's just so liberating and free for me. I can't. Okay, end of January, we're going to have music from the festival you guys just had that went down in Eugene here with the difficult music stuff. I can't wait to have you guys back on. It's always very inspirational, but it's also intriguing, you know? It's the way these things come together, the way the different people find, you know, fabric connecting I would call Authentica, you know, connects through the aesthetics, you know, via their expression. And you cats, what you're doing, I think it's righteous. And I love being on in the same effort as you cats are too. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and we're just one little drop in an amazing community.
Yeah.
Adventurous is a big part of that.
Yeah,
Human Phobia's label is on hiatus now, but was so influential on so many people.
Yeah,
it's a really amazing little world we're fortunate to inhabit.
Yeah,
couldn't put it better, Randolph. It's a privilege to have so many, you know, so much contact with so many creative people who are so free from a lot of the restraints people put on themselves. Where we literally we can just run around doing exactly as we like without there's no fence posts, you know, guiding us anywhere. There's no lines on the
fence post. I remember fence post.
Oh yes, that's plug there.
Okay, can't wait till you cats are back on in January. Another couple months, so you know, keep the keel in the water and let the freak flag fly. People, it's been November 15, 2023 edition of WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.